is M&M Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. Another game and another loss for the Twins at Yankee Stadium last night. Things did start well. They had New York starter Carlos Rodon on the ropes in the first, but mustered only one run and never got another hit in the game. Manager Rocco Baldelli.
He got better as the game went on, and I think he really found his the command of all of his pitches. And the heater, he was putting where he wanted it. He was playing the slider really well. He would throw for a strike when he wanted to. It's a sharp slider, and you get it out of the zone. He threw it down well, and then he mixed in some changeups, which are a pretty good equalizing pitch for him that he uses on occasion. So I think ultimately the first inning for Rodon wasn't the normal Rodon that you see.
Yankees go for the sweep tonight. The AAA Saints lost in Omaha last night in walk-off fashion 8-7. The Vikings and Patriots are gearing up for Saturday's preseason game at U.S. Bank Stadium, and they're doing so with joint practices at training camp in Eagan today and tomorrow. Minnesota safety Josh Metellus is coming back from injury, and he'll take part.
We're going to be doing a lot of energy. That's the name of the game, especially when I'm out there. I'm excited to see somebody else, see some other color. Just to get that mental process down and get that camaraderie throughout the defense. With new guys, bullets flying, it's a little bit different when there's somebody else standing in front of you. But, yeah, I'm excited.
Both workouts today and tomorrow start at noon at TCO Performance Center. The Gopher football team wrapped up its 14th fall camp practice yesterday on campus. It came in front of fans at Huntington Bank Stadium. And head coach P.J. Fleck said afterwards the offense is coming along.
They're growing. I think they're a way closer unit than they were from the spring. You talk about guys that keep multiplying each other. I keep bringing up that word, but that's what they're actually doing. They don't really care who gets the credit. If they stay obsessed and they stay selfless, they got a chance to be really good.
The Gophers open the season 2 weeks from tomorrow night at home against Buffalo. This is M&N Sports.